Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, it's the Chicago Bears.
Dan Hampton, an Arkansas Razorback who played as a Chicago Bears defensive tackle from 79 to 90, elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 02.
Ed Obradovich,
the U of I, Eli, and I drafted to the Bears in 1962, part of the NFL Championship team of 1963.
Glenn Kozlowski,
BYU Cougar who played 6 years on the Bears, specializing in special teams and wide receiver.
Mark Carmen.
Yeah.
You're just a sexy young guy that doesn't know a damn thing.
Welcome to the Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
They have reached the two-minute warning at Soldier Field. It's the Bears 34, the Lions 22. The Chicago Bears are going to be all by themselves. First place in the NFC North, 6-3, as Minnesota is on a bye week. We'll see the Vikings next Sunday night at Soldier Field. How awesome is that going to be? And Green Bay is about to get in action with the Miami Dolphins up at Lambeau Field. The Packers, of course, coming in 3-4-1. And the Lions will be 3-6. The Bears have controlled this game throughout. It's really been an incredibly impressive performance, starting with the quarterback. Mitchell Trubisky is on another level. He is getting better. It is obvious. Those of us who were doubting Mitchell Trubisky, myself, you got to be open to the fact that, you know what? You might have been wrong. You might have jumped a little bit too quick. I'll still stay with my original thought on Trubisky that, listen, I don't think he's ever going to be elite. And I also don't think he's ever going to suck and be at the bottom of the NFL quarterbacks. But today was a step towards elite. He was 9 for his first 10. He's 22 of 29 right now. 340 yards, 3 touchdowns, has not thrown a pick. Quarterback rating, 148.6. He had 2 incompletions in the first half. 2! He had 3 touchdowns in the first half. 2 throwing and 1 running. That is an impressive stat, right? He threw or accounted for more touchdowns than incompletions. Not interceptions, incompletions. These are impressive stats. And forget about the numbers, by the way. If you've been watching the game, you've seen him make tight window throws to Allen Robinson. You've seen him go down the field. A beautiful 36-yard touchdown pass. I believe that was the yardage to Robinson in the right corner of the end zone. The guy's been great. Not good. Not really good. He's been great. Flat out. So I can't wait for Hamp and OB to come on in here, and we will discuss the Trubisky performance. 2 minutes to go here. 34-22 Bears. Hampo walking in.
Yep, and hey, this is good stuff. It's the right stuff. You know, over the course of the last 2.5 months, there's been a lot of negative conjecture, some of it from this very studio, about our quarterback, and he answered a lot of questions today. And there was a very interesting little nugget from one of the NFL experts that we'll talk about a little bit later on. But the bottom line is, we had not beaten Detroit but one time in the last 10 games.
Right.
You can't beat everybody on the same day. You got to start somewhere. Well, this is a good place to start. And as you know, Matt Stafford, is he still the highest paid player in football? He was a year or two ago. And I'm telling you, Trubisky outplayed him today.
No question.
No question about it. And And, you know, little things like that matter. When and I've often talked about it. When we play, we compared our roster, our players to, you know, the opponents on a weekly basis. And from top to bottom, our team was superior in every way. And the score reflects that. But there are a lot of things that we got to fix. You know, this Cody Parkey. I mean, this is insanity. We're going to have to order new goalposts now. These are beat up.
That's true.
I mean, we're going to have to get some new ones if he keeps doinking it off the uprights. Yeah, I don't understand it. I've never professed to know what a kicker thinks. I never professed to like kickers. But one of my friends, Rich Galgano, said, hey, high school playoffs will be over in a week or two. We might be able to find one. All I know is that at the end of the day, a win's a win. And, yeah, last week in Buffalo, the offense sputtered and the defense was dominant. Today, the offense was incredible. The first four drives of the game for touchdowns. You know, the only thing to stop the offense in the first half was the halftime.
That's true.
Four drives and four touchdowns. And all these things are great. And we'll talk about them. But for the defense to continue taking the ball away, right now, 24 takeaways at this point leads the NFL. And anytime you can lead the NFL in anything other than stupidity, it is a great day. And leading in takeaways, maybe the most important statistic in all of football.
They came into today number one in takeaways and number two in points off of takeaways. I mean, those are huge stats. It's great to see Khalil Mack back out there today. I didn't think he was, like, fully himself.
No, he's real close.
But he's pretty close.
Yeah, that one sack, I mean, that's actually, both those sacks were just awesome. Both of them, it was, you know, off of a bull rush. How does he get that much power out of 255 pounds? I don't know, but I'm telling you, the guy is a load. He changes, you know, the complexion of the defense, and he has that hidden hand in quarterback's head that, you know, everybody knows, hey, he's around. He's going to be somewhere of, you know, influencing the play, whether or not it's a sack. He's going to be somewhere around the quarterback. Quarterback's knowing, and it's palpable almost. But at the end of the day, back to the top. Offense played spectacular football in the first half. Defense took the ball away. These are good things. Special teams, it was a train wreck. But of all the phases, it's the least important, but it still counts a lot. But you know what? And OB, I got to tell you, you know, it's a magical ride the Bears are on. They seem to get every break, every penalty, every turnover. But I thought the officials jobbed them on the safety and on the two-point conversion, which would have been a four-point difference, which would have made Detroit a threat in the later stages of the game, where there would only be 8 points down. So I think the officials kind of did a job on Matt Patricia today.
Oh, well, on those two particular plays, as far as I'm concerned, it was blatant. The officials, any time, folks, you, if your foot or that ball touches 1 millimeter, if you can even measure it, of touching the white line, it would be a safety or would be a touchdown. That's the fact. And what you saw, films don't lie. So they got jobbed on both of those deals. But anyways, listen, congratulations to the Bears.
Right?
I mean, I predicted last week, that they would take care of the Lions. The Lions are nothing. And again, the most valuable player is the NFL scheduler who got the Bears schedule. My God, it's fallen in place. This is like a magical year. We're getting all the tough calls that look like they should go the other way or whatever. We're getting them all. My God, the way the thing is breaking out against the teams we're playing, the Jets, the Buffalo Bills, my Lord. And now Detroit's falling apart. They trade Golden Tate, their number one offensive threat, and here they come to Chicago. We're 5-3. We're on a roll, and we took care of business today. One other thing, I'm kind of glad to see the Bears offense for the first time, and I'm going to tell you, maybe 15 years, maybe more, where we actually really tried to go downfield and score a touchdown and throw the ball downfield. Like I've said year after year after year, when you go downfield with today's rules, few things can happen. One of them, our receiver can actually catch the ball. He can actually catch the ball. Number two, it could be intercepted, which would be like a punt. Or number three, more often than not, what happens is there's a penalty. Interference. And it happens all the time. And we could never go down and never throw the ball down the field until last week. I saw last week, we tried it once or twice. This week, they went down, and that's something nice to see. Play like big boys.
34-22, the game has just gone final at Soldier Field. The Bears are officially 6-3. The Lions flip to 3-6. We'll bring Kaz in on the phone, coming on back here. Yes, Hampo?
You know, I just want to say one thing. You know, my favorite saying, a little means a lot. Think about this. We get Mack and Allen Robinson back today. Those two players that weren't on our roster last year. But we get those two guys back today. Detroit loses Golden Tate due to trade a week ago. How big of a swing in the abilities of both of these franchises? Detroit's on a plummet, and we are taking off.
Well, the key was for us offensively to utilize those people and to utilize the field like you're supposed to.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. The Bears are in first place, and we have a huge game coming up next Sunday night.
I got a question. I thought this guy, Patricia, was supposed to be a defensive genius. How did we get so many receivers running wide open in the secondary?
Bears
did you
offense.
See that?
Somebody's either going to get a lot of gold check marks by their name this week, because I'm telling you, some really good play designs. Detroit had no answers.
We were over the middle. Nobody was even in the TV screen, let alone close to him on the field. How does that happen?
This week, it's the great Matt Nagy offense. This week on Chicago's Best, the CB team is checking out Puerto Rico, Venezuela, and Mexico. Their food, that is. It's Chicago's Best Latin. Sunday nights at 10 on WGN-TV. The Bears a winner. Trubisky was great. Hamp, OB, and Kaz till 6 on 720 WGN.
Back to the Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
That cough is Glenn Kozlowski on the phone. What's up, Kozo? The Bears are in first place. The Bears smoked the Lions. 34-22 the final at Soldier Field. Hampton will be with Koz, presented by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. This is the best Mitchell Trubisky we have seen. Would we all agree? OB, would you agree?
This is the best I've seen him. Oh, he misfired several times, but there was a little bit more sync to it, a little bit more rhythm, a little bit more acting like a professional offensive football team and attacking the field going downfield and attacking. That was nice to see. That has to be there week after week after week. If not, you're just fooling yourself. But anyways, it was a good job by Trubisky. Good job by our offense.
23 of 30, 355 yards, 3 touchdowns, 148.6 is quarterback rated. Kozo, what'd you think?
Well, again, it's all good, and offensively they look good, and Trubisky looked good, but at the end of the day, you still, two-thirds of the phases were outstanding, but our special team kept Detroit around, and really this is something that they have to address. Forget the kicker, an onside kick. It wasn't a clean special teams day. But what we did get to see is when Khalil Mack comes on the field, that defense gets more confident. And they play like a bunch of wild men. Now, you're right, Ed. The pressure comes up the middle, but Mack gives people confidence.
It was great to see him out there today. 5 tackles, two sacks for Khalil. And Allen Robinson, I thought, talk about guys coming back to play.
And don't underestimate the power of playmakers. They change everything. And the reason Robinson was open was because over the past few weeks, Miller and
Trey Burton?
Taylor.
You talking about Taylor Gabriel?
Taylor Gabriel, obviously was creating, certain opportunities and kept Detroit from being able to double Allen Robinson, and boy, he made him pay. He made him pay a lot, didn't he, Cus?
Yeah, he did. I the nice thing about it is, look, here's a guy that's been out for a while, and he was attacking the ball in the air. He was going down the field. And you know, our quarterback had confidence in just throwing those jump balls to him, too. And that makes a world of difference, Ed. We do call that big boy offensive football. And they did play it, except for about 4 or 5 minutes in the third quarter, where they almost kind of went back into, you know, folding mode instead
exactly.
of keep on attacking and keep on going down the field. And, you know, they let the Lions hang around, and you just can't do that. And that's my only concern. Look, though, Bears control their own destiny, and they are crushing the NFC right now.
Well, here's the one thing. Defensively today, if you look, I think this is the game. I'm not sure how many times they blitzed, but I think this is a game where Fangio really went after the Detroit Lions. He knew they weren't very good. They lost their best offensive threat. And he wanted to take everything away from Matt Stafford. He wanted to get in his place, get in his face, play after play after play. And he did a ton of blitzing today. Kudos for us. It worked.
The Bears, just talking about that offense, it's the fourth time this year. Now, it's the best it's looked, but it's the fourth time this year they've scored over 30 points. You know how many times they did that in the John Fox era? Not four times, so think about that.
Well, here, now just hold on a second here
okay.
about scoring points. If you win 10-9, fine, whatever it might be. But, you know, when we played last week, we won 41-9, okay, at New Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills, all right? Mitchell Trubisky passed for 126 yards, and we ran for 64, all right? We won the game. We killed them, 41-9. But that's what we did, folks. That's the reality of it. We should have passed for 426 yards, 326, not 126, and not ran against that team for 64 yards. So let's not get crazy here, okay?
Yeah, but hold-
and the other thing is, Nagy, I don't want to be a little negative, but I want to make this point. When he was at Kansas City in that playoff game at home, against the Tennessee Titans, they had the game won. Tennessee, I think, what was the score? 22-0?
I think it was 22-0.
22-0, folks.
22-3, I think, Ed.
Yeah, and guess who won the game? The Titans, who had no business even being in the playoffs, and Kansas City's playing at home. Who the hell do you think was the offensive coordinator? Nagy. Every time in the second half, and what you pointed out, Glenn, today, my God, they had them drilled, throttled the first half. You come out the second half to a team like that, and you bury them. That's what you do in this league. You don't let them hang around, stick around. Then all of a sudden they get lucky, they get a couple of calls, and then guess what? They're right on your rear end, and that's what happened today.
Hey, you don't have to go all the way back to last year's playoffs. Remember the opening night up in Green Bay?
Yes.
That's
the game teller right there.
So all things considered, we are tempering our enthusiasm and glee at being 6-3 and leading the division with reality. And the special teams, as you said, Kaz, we're not even close to being acceptable. You know, and again, this kicker. I'm telling you, folks, this is going to get even more expensive. But at the end of the day, you know, it could be more of a pace paradox. You remember what that was? A few weeks ago, I told you what it is?
Remind us.
That's where Pace thinks he's smarter than everybody else, and he makes a decision on a player or coach, and then it blows up in his face, and then he has to go back and spend twice as much money to fix it. And this could be on this kicker. He spent $15 million on this guy with $9 million guaranteed, and this is what we get for doinks?
Hey, Dan, what was that word again? What was it? The what? What did you say?
The pace paradox.
The pace paradox.
Hell, I always thought that was an after dinner cocktail.
Yeah, I'll have two.
I had no idea.
It might be. It was just so we have it right.
Shaking, not stirred.
It was 21-3, the Chiefs' lead over the Titans last year in the playoffs, and they ended up losing 22-21.
Didn't score a point in the second half.
Right, but
that's the point.
But
Green Bay this year, what'd he do? He just died. They just let this team die. They didn't go after him. My point is this, there's absolutely no argument.
Well, hold on.
At this time and in this league, that's what you do. When you got him down, oh, let's not be so hard. Go after him. put your foot in their throat and get it over with.
Okay, so here's the thing, the question we got for you, Kaz. Now, we are 6-3, and you know what? There's kudos. Everybody's going to be in a group hug all week, how great everybody played. I see the Minnesota Vikings on a bye week watching this game. What do you think they're thinking about the Bears?
Well, they're thinking that they're going to have to throw quick passes because the defense is going to come after them, and they're going to exploit the special teams, and they're going to take advantage of the special teams. And, you know, the Bears didn't do themselves any favors today either, because when they get a lead, they do, and that's all we're talking about. It's not, we're not trying to rain on the parade of what is a 6-3 season and maybe exactly. One of those special years, but they've got to put them away, and they've got to be ready to go. And, you know, you can't have those 4 or 5 minute breaks in the second half where you look like you're just squatting on the ball. You got to keep throwing it down the field and stay aggressive. And they turned it around. They started scoring points in the at the end of the third and into the fourth, but they let the Lions hang around way too much.
Let's also remember, right before the half, the Bears were up 26-7. They easily could have just run out the half. They went into the shotgun. They tried to, with 1 minute to go, it looked like they were trying to add on. That was like, I was stunned. I didn't think it was.
No, they threw a speed screen that went for no gain, and right, then they run Jordan Howard over. I mean, right. Tariq Cohen at left guard for no gain. Right. Then they threw the flag up.
Right.
But I know what you're saying. They almost acted like they were going to try to take control.
Yeah. Yep. Right before that, with a minute to go, a bad field position, I'm like, what are you doing? But it was aggressive for a second. And then they decided, okay, we're not going to be crazy, because they didn't pick up anything. But I just saw a hint of what you're talking about here, Obi. Anyway, 34-22. The Bears are 6-3.
That's terrific. And congratulate them. That's wonderful. They took care of business today. What we're pointing out are some good points and the bad points.